Appreciate the song service this morning. Appreciate what a heart's been made to feel in the service. Just ask you to pray for us just a minute. Might be able to get ourselves out of the way. I thought as I was singing that song that the Good Samaritan didn't leave that man in the shape that he found him in. He done something for him. Poured some oil in. Made a way for him. The Lord will make a way for you. You can leave here today, brand new man. You can. I'm going to read some familiar scripture. Maybe a little lengthy this morning, but we're going to feel like we'll read it. Very familiar scripture out of the book of Joshua. The seventh chapter. Seventh chapter of the book of Joshua. Familiar scripture, I know this morning. Seventh chapter, we're going to start with the first verse. We may read, probably will read, whole chapter. So you bear with us. But the children of Israel committed a trespass and the accursed thing, for Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed thing. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel. Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Bethaven, on the east side of Bethel, and spake unto them, saying, go up and view the country. And the men went up and viewed Ai. They returned to Joshua and said unto him, let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai, and make not all the people to labor thither, for they are but few. So there went up thither of the people about 3,000 men. They fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai smote of them about 36 men. For they chased them from before the gate unto Shebarim, and smote them in the going down, whereof the hearts of the people melted and became as water. And Joshua rent his clothes and fell to the earth upon his face before the ark of the Lord until the eventide. He and the elders of Israel and put dust upon their heads. And Joshua said, alas, O Lord God, wherefore hast thou at all brought this people over Jordan to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites, to destroy us? Would to God we had been content and dwelt on the other side Jordan. O Lord, what shall I say when Israel turneth their backs before their enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear of it, and shall environ us around, and cut off our name from the earth, and what wilt thou do unto thy great name? And the Lord said unto Joshua, get thee up, Wherefore liest thou thus upon thy face? Israel hath sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them, for they have even taken of the accursed thing, and have also stolen and dissembled also, and they have put it even among their own stuff. Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies, because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you any more, except you destroy the accursed from among you. Up, sanctify the people, and say, sanctify yourselves against tomorrow. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, there is an accursed thing in the midst of thee, O Israel. Thou canst not stand before thine enemies until you take away the accursed thing from among you. In the morning, therefore, ye shall be brought according to your tribes, and it shall be that the tribe which the Lord taketh shall come according to the families thereof. And the family which the Lord shall take shall come by households. And the household which the Lord shall take shall come man by man. And it shall be that he that is taken with the accursed thing shall be burnt with fire, he and all that he hath, because he hath transgressed the covenant of the Lord, and because he hath wrought folly in Israel. So Joshua rose up early in the morning and brought Israel by their tribes, and the tribe of Judah was taken. And he brought the family of Judah, and he took the family of the Zorites, and he brought the family of the Zorites man by man, and Zabdi was taken. And he brought his household man by man, and Achan the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, was taken. And Joshua said unto Achan, my son, give, I pray thee, glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell me now what thou hast done, hide it not from me. And Achan answered Joshua and said, indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and thus have I done. When I saw among the spoils of a goodly Babylonian garment, and 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them, took them, and behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it. So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran unto the tent, and behold, it was hid in his tent, and the silver under it. They took them out of the midst of the tent, and brought them unto Joshua, and to all the children of Israel, and laid them out before the Lord. And Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan the son of Zerah, and the silver, and the garment, and the wedge of gold, and his sons, and his daughters, and his oxen, and his asses, and his sheep, and his tent, and all that he had, and they brought them unto the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones and burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. And they raised over him a great heap of stones unto this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger. Wherefore the name of that place was called the Valley of Achor unto this day. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the entire chapter of the seventh chapter of the book of Joshua. And I know this is a real familiar scripture this morning. I know there's probably not anybody that don't know the story about that of Achan. And I want to talk just a little bit this morning, the Lord being our helper, my friend, about this situation that the Bible says here that might not have seemed like very much unto that of Achan. I've often said that Achan never did, as far as I know, what the scripture reads here. He never did, my friend, spend any of that wedge of the gold. He never did spend any of that of the silver. And he never did put on the Babylonian garment that he had took. All that he took, the Bible says, that he hid in his tent. Now, that being said, the scripture teaches us, and I read it unto you this morning, my friend, that Achan's just about like a lot of other people. My friend, they don't mind confessing when they get caught. They don't mind, my friend, confessing when they get caught. The truth of the matter of it is that confession ought to be made before you get caught. You can mark that down. It works that way. It most certainly does this morning. But I want to talk to us just a little bit, my friend, about too little, too late. Too little, too late. Brethren Achan, he said, I indeed have sinned against the Lord. Brethren, it was absolutely too late for Achan to confess. Yes, it was. You say, preacher, I don't know about that. Brethren, he had opportunity way before they ever sent out the men to spy out Ai. Brethren, he had opportunity to confess up that he had taken, that he had done this thing. Brethren, these people today, you might think that I'm a little perturbed at you or something this morning, but I'm going to be honest with you. Brethren, sometimes we get in a place to where it's too little, too late. Brethren, that God was going to bring against and upon Achan was already set in force. He told Joshua, he said, you bring them. He said, you bring them around. Tribe by tribe, family by family, man by man. Brethren, the house of Judah was taken. The tribe of Judah. Brethren, they had no idea that Achan had ever took anything. These people today, my friend, living with sin in their life, my friend, I've said it a lot of times. My friend, that one that's sitting next to you, you have no idea, brethren, what's on their heart nor in their mind today. No, you don't. I'm going to tell you something else. Think about it. Listen to me. Brethren, it does no good to hide things. It does no good. Brethren,
they will come out, and it'll come out in an open rebuke. Too little, too late. I wonder sometimes, my friend, if we think we can get by. I wonder sometimes if we think, brethren, as a group or a nation, that God has forgotten our sins. Not so. Not so. Bible says, my friend, the Lord told Joshua, he said, they've taken of the accursed thing. Joshua had no idea that Achan had one thing in his life. There's a lot of folks, I'm sad to say, there's a lot of folks living, thank God, in the same condition that Achan did. You wouldn't make it under the law. You wouldn't make it. Too little, too late. Brethren, you may think that we're living in a day when God's full of compassion and God's full of mercy. He won't send us to hell. That's a fact. Brethren, you'll go out of your own choice this morning. Yes, you will. Let me tell you something else. My friend, I use the old cliche. My friend, you cannot sleep with the dogs and not get fleas this morning. It'll happen every time. Hear me. Preacher, I thought you'd bring us a good message today. I'm going to bring you the best that I can. Yes, I am. Brethren, too little, too late. Brethren, it just won't work this morning. Did it work for Achan? Did it work for Achan? I've had people that tell me, they said, well, preacher, Achan confessed. He did. After he'd been caught. After he'd been caught. After the Lord spake to Joshua, thank God, and said, Achan's the man. Too little, too late. Brother, there's a lot of people, my friend, living in this world that thinks they can talk to a man, and brethren, their sins are took care of. It will not happen, my friend. Ain't no man can forgive you. You make it to heaven. Not a one. There's not one person, my friend, in this congregation today, my friend, that can erase one sin you've ever sinned. It takes the blood of Christ. It takes that of Jesus Christ to make a difference. To send that man home. Thank God, a changed man this morning. Woo! It takes people getting their heart right with God. Preacher, my wife is saved. Good for her. You'll not go on your wife's coattail. No, you won't. You won't go on your wife's faith. Brethren, you've got to have salvation for yourself. It don't work any other way. Too little, too late. too little, too late. I find, folks, I'm just going to be plain with you. My friend, these people that have got their hearts right on their deathbed, they have been. I believe that. I've been in the presence, my friend, of some of them. But I'm going to be honest with you. There's no guarantee, brethren, you'll have at last minute to pray for your own self, my friend. Had a man that worked for us. Had cancer. Come down with cancer. He'd already had cancer once, had part of his throat took out. Couldn't talk without one of them little old voice boxes. It come back. It come back. I'm going to tell you something. It's pitiful. It's pitiful. When people get down to their last breath, brother, they want to talk to a preacher. Brethren, have the preacher say everything's all right. That man left message. He wanted to see me. I went. I did. I went. He had worked for me long enough to know who I was. Brethren, I walked in that hospital room. This man, I could get into all the gory stuff, but I won't. Brethren, this man was dying. Absolutely dying. And he couldn't say it enough. Randy, I want you to pray for me. I told him, I said, I'll be glad to pray for you. And I've been praying for you. I said, but Andrew, I said, you gonna have to pray for yourself. Ask God to forgive you, my friend. Woo! Preacher, you ought not be so cold. My friend, sometimes it gets down to the place of too little, too late. Aching, my friend, confessed what he had done, but brethren, judgment had already been passed. Hear me. Hear me. You don't want to wait till you get on your deathbed. You don't want to wait. You don't want to wait, my friend, till it gets so hard you can't put one foot in front of another. There's a man, my friend, got saved, 75-year-old. I've told about it before. I ain't going to get into all of it. When we had his funeral, his cousin, first cousin, was J.O. Jarrett. And me and Brother J.O. had part in his funeral. And I never will forget what J.O. said. Now, Clem Jarrett was a good man. He's a good moral man. But J.O. preached and he said, you know, he said, Clem said he saved his soul, but he couldn't save his life. Huh? Saved his soul, but he couldn't save his life. My friend, listen to me. All in the world that meant was he waited about too late to get saved and thank God enjoy it, my friend. Woo! There's a lot of folks claim to be saved and they got no joy this morning. Listen. Listen, you're just like the world. You're trying everything in the world to satisfy the soul. It ain't going to happen. Too little, too late. Too little, too late. Brethren, Ahab, y'all know the story. Ahab, my friend, was a king. He was a wicked king. The Bible said that he asked Naboth, I'll just run through it real quick. He asked Naboth. Naboth had a vineyard hard to the palace, close, in other words. And he asked Naboth about it. Then Naboth said, it's mine inheritance. I cannot sell it. Cannot sell it. Listen, they'd a lot of folks sold that they've got, brethren, and it's cost them, and brethren, it'll continue to cost you. Do you know what the scripture says about sin? It says, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. How many people do you ever talk to that says, I know better, but they ain't doing better? I know better, but I'm not going to live better. Brother, there's something wrong with you this morning. Too little, too late. Ahab, my friend, he went home pouted like a little old baby. Yes, sir, Jezebel, she's just wicked as he was. She said, what's wrong? Aren't you the king? You lay there, I'll take care of it. Pretty much. Brethren, and she did. They went out. They had two sons of Belial, my friend, that spoke, blasphemed against that of Naboth, and they killed him. And the dogs came, licked his blood. What the Bible says. Listen, she come home, said, there's the deed. Go possess your vineyard. Ha! I've said this, and I believe it with all my heart. Brethren, Ahab might have got that vineyard, but I don't believe there was 1 ounce of peace when he walked in that vineyard. Not the first one. First day, first time he visited. Thank God the man of God was there visiting. Was he not? He asked Elijah, said, hast thou found me, O mine enemy? He said, I have found thee. Huh? I've found you. Brethren, you've been found. Thank God, fess up before it's too late. Hear me. Hast thou killed and also taken possession? Brethren, there were some things that followed that of him and Jezebel. Yes, sir. Ahab said, them dogs gonna lick your blood just like they did Naboth. Ahab, him that pisseth against the wall in Jezreel, we're going to cut him off. Ahab, the dogs one day shall eat the flesh of Jezebel. That was the judgment. The Bible says that Ahab went out and repented and wept before God. God heard him. Read it. God heard him. Sent Elijah back down there and he said, Ahab, said the Lord's heard you. He's heard your prayer. Said, now he's not going to bring this to pass in your day, but he'll bring it to pass in your son's day. In other words, judgment's still coming. Too little, folks. Too late. Preacher, he didn't forgive him. He bypassed his judgment for a few years, is what he done. But I'll tell you one thing that Ahab did not do. He didn't leave a changed man. Ahab got up from there and he was just as wicked as he ever had been. Yes, sir, and he done wickedness. Folks, repentance will change your life. I don't care who you are. It'll change you. I don't care if you've been saved 50 years. If you'll repent, thank God, it'll change things. I know what I'm talking about. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Listen. Brethren, there was a day come that Ahab realized God's judgment was true. Payday come. Yes, sir. An arrow found him. He sunk down in the chariot till the end of the day. And the Bible says when that chariot entered the city, he died. They took that chariot and washed that blood out where Naboth was. And brother, the dogs drank, eat it. Did they not? Listen, too little, too late, too little, too late. Brethren, you put off doing that that's right, my friend. All it's going to do is cut days off your life. You can believe that or not. Preacher, I'm an old man. It doesn't matter. You might could be older. Do you know that? I had a man to tell me, and he was a preacher man. As far as I was concerned, he had repented. He got out of God's will, and I never did go visit him in his sickness, but what he didn't say, I'm here because of what I done. Exactly what he said. I'm here. I'm laying here, Randy. I'm laying here because of me being out of God's will like I did. His name was Theodore, and I say, Theodore, I don't know about that. He said, but I do. Huh? But I do. I believe God had forgiven him, but thank God he hadn't forgive himself for getting out of God's will. Listen, too little, too late. You don't think them dogs eat Jezebel? Go and read it. You'll find a day when Jehu come into the city. Brother, she attired herself. She heard his coming. She attired herself. She put on the best. My friend, no doubt, painted herself up looking good. No doubt, she went out on the balcony, cried out to Jehu. And Jehu said, is there any on the Lord's side, two eunuchs appeared. He said, cast her down. Listen, judgment had already been placed on Jezebel, and brother, she done nothing to change it. You listen this morning. You say, preacher, you picked this message for today. I didn't pick the message. I'm not good at picking them. No, sir. I didn't pick it. I can tell you what I've done. I come up with a thought, I guess. The Lord gave me the thought, and I had nothing to go with it. Yes, sir. Getting ready this morning, he gave me the scripture. He said, now, start with that. You hear me? You say, preacher, you act like you're enjoying this. I got news for you. When Lord give me something, thank God, I pretty much enjoy it. Yes, sir. I hate, my friends, sometimes that it comes out like it does, but I'm going to be honest with you. Brother, there's people living in the same shape as Achan lived. They've hid things which are not hid. You don't think the Lord will show you something? Huh? You don't think the Lord will show you something about somebody else? It don't mean you go over and knock on their door, my friend, and call them this and that and try to do everything you can to drag them in the house of God. That ain't what it's there for. Brethren, he showed you that you might pray for them and have a little compassion on them. It could be you. It could be. I'm going to tell you something, what happens. I'm just going to preach what I got this morning. And I'm going to tell you what happens to people, my friend, that just continue on and do not repent. Brethren, you get calloused. Yes, you do. You know what a callous is, don't you? You get seared. It's like having their conscience seared with a hot iron. You ever been seared? Huh? Anybody's had cattle, my friend, had enough of them, they'd brand them. Them brands don't come off. They sure don't. They burn, don't they? Yes, they do. They sear. Get over crusty. Brethren, that particular place, I'll guarantee you, is not easy to penetrate. You get a callus. You get calluses on your hands. You can cut on them. Wouldn't know it. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You see what I'm talking about? Brethren, you can live your life like you want to. And brethren, you're going to become callous this morning. Hear me. Esau would have loved to have had his birthright back. Do you know that? Did you know when Isaac, his father, could not bless him, he told him, he said, what, my son, I've already given the blessing? Huh? The Bible says that Esau went out and wept bitterly. Wept bitterly. Brethren, too little, too late. Brethren, God will forgive you today if you'll come. If you'll come. They throw Jezebel down. The Bible says the horses trampled upon her. Blood splattered all over the wall and all over the horses. Yes, sir. Preacher, don't tell us all that. That's exactly what happened. The Bible says that Jehu and his men went in the tavern. They eat. And when they finished, he said, let's go bury her. Hear me? Let's go bury her. The Bible says they did not find enough to bury. They found the soles of her feet, the palms of her hands, and her skull. That was it. They was all a witness against her. But the truth of what the Bible says, let there not be a grave where it says, herein lies Jezebel. The remembrance of her, gone. What'd they do with Achan? What'd they do with the accursed thing? Brethren, they didn't spend that silver. They didn't spend that gold. Nobody ever wore that Babylonian garment. They put it out. And they brought Achan. And they brought his sons and his daughters. And his cattle. And his tent. Everything that he had, they stoned him. And they burnt him, my friend. That they might not be what? No more. A cursed thing. What the Lord said do. Get rid of it. Is that not right? You're saying, preacher, I don't like this message. You're not giving me a place to repent. Hadn't you listened to me? Don't wait too long. Don't wait too long about what you need to do today. Brethren, this could be the best rest of the day of your life. Do you know that? Did you know that? Don't you realize, my friend, that God wants to help you? He is not against you this morning. I preached a little bit about Judas the other night. Judas done the same thing, but it was too little too late. Was it not? He went and gave that money back. Did he not? Then he went out and hung himself. Yes, sir. Bible said his bowels gushed out. Preacher, I don't like that. It's a metaphor, my friend, about the acts that he had done. Listen, too little, too late. Esau, why did he go out and weep bitterly? Brethren, he done that, but he had already sold his birthright. And he knowed it. He wasn't the only one that knowed it. His mother knowed it. Yes, sir. And Jacob knowed it. Did he not? Don't wait too late. Don't go too long. Preacher, you talking to anybody in specific? I'm talking to us in specific. Us. Us. A lot of times we try to do the right thing too late. Yes, we do. And it don't change. It don't change. If you're here and you don't know the Lord as your personal Savior, I can promise you one thing. He will save you.
if you'll come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. He'll in no wise turn you away. No wise. None. And I'll promise you something else. If you're one of His and you just been out of His will, He'll absolutely take you back. But brethren, they've got to be some repentance. Preacher, I wouldn't preach that. Why not? God loves you. God cares for you. God wants to do the right thing for you. But you're going to have to let Him. Preacher, I know all these things. I know what you've preached is true, but we ain't going to do nothing about it. Is that what we're saying? I'm going to leave here the same old person I was and I come. And tomorrow I'm going to do the same thing I've been doing. Yes, sir. And misery is going to be your punishment. God loves you. Yes, He does. Too little, too late. That's the message. Brother Mike, come and get a verse of song. I don't know your heart. They sang the song a while ago. They sung the song Sunday night about being changed. Changed. I don't know whether you've noticed it or not, but that word change has been around for a while, round about Mountain View. There's not a one of you sitting here, including myself, that can make any of you do anything. I could come back there and grab you up and just shake you real good. And you know what? That's about all you'd get out of it. Is a good shake. That's it. But the Lord shaking you. You know what happens in that case? He goes home with you. He gets on the job with you. He gets in the bed with you. Yes, He does. You don't have to tell me how He works. I know how He works. Sad to say, my friend, but I know what it is to be out in left field and him crying all the time, "This is the way." Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Out there in left field and you say, "I hear you, Lord." I ain't going to do nothing, but "I hear you, Lord." But one night, or one day, or sometime, makes no difference. I've heard people say that the Lord got in the car with them, and they had to pull over and get out and repent. I've heard the testimony. Yes, sir. Had to pull over, get out, repent. Thank God before they could go on down the road. I got news for you. When you hear that little voice, that little voice, and it begins to talk to you, you know what He's saying? Repent. You know what He's saying. Repent. Repent. Yes, sir. He gets in that ear. Huh? He'll get in that ear. He'll get in that head. Brethren, after a while, they get in that heart. And he's saying the same thing. You know what we got a invitational song. It says, "Come unto me, all ye that are labor
and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come unto me, and I will give you rest. What do you mean rest, preacher? You ain't resting like you're supposed to be. I ain't talking about 7-8 hours sleep either. You know what I'm talking about. Did you know you can rest on your everyday job? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You can be working up a fog and sweat just pouring off of you. Hot as hot can be. And have rest in your soul. Yes, sir.
Amen.
And no, Leroy, no. Thank God that God is real today.
Amen.
He wants to be that real.
Yes, He does.
In your life. Hey, somebody here walking in a position, my friend, of too little, too late. Preacher, you're pretty positive about that. I'm real positive about it. I'm real positive. I can't make you. Not that I'm going to. But you'd be better off to do as the old song says, just give up and let Jesus take over. Things run a lot smoother. I can tell you they do. The day goes better. Do you know that? When Jesus is in the house, my friend, the house is at rest. Yes, it is. Let us stand. We'll sing a verse of some song.